Nolte, Even Politico Concedes Never Trump Grifters Have Flamed Out. By John Nolte on January 21, 2020. When the far-left Politico concedes something like Never Trump Flaming Out, you have to stop for a moment to point and laugh. The anti-Trump extremists at Politico point and laugh specifically at Joe Walsh and Bill Weld, the two grifters who, in case you haven't heard, announced they're challenging President Trump for the 2020 Republican nomination. The Never Trump movement had once hoped to embarrass President Donald Trump in 2020 with a primary challenge that would expose the president's weaknesses within his own party. But Trump's GOP opponents are failing to even get on the ballot in many states, let alone gain traction with Republican voters. With the start of primary season just weeks away, Trump rivals Joe Walsh and Bill Weld are seeding an array of key battlegrounds. Walsh won't be competing in more than half of the 30 states and territories whose filing deadlines have already passed, while Weld won't be contending 12 of them. The latest blow came Wednesday, when the two missed the deadline to make the Virginia ballot, making Trump the sole contender. The following, however, is my favorite part of the story. The part that proves just what a money-grubbing, unprincipled con job the entire Never Trump movement is. Walsh and Weld have complained bitterly that several states have scrapped their primaries, calling it undemocratic and part of a broader effort to rig the nominating contest in Trump's favor. Yet the challengers are missing out on opportunities to compete against the president, even in states where it's relatively easy to qualify. Did you catch that? Did you catch the part where Never Trump complains bitterly about states rigging the election for Trump by not holding a primary, but these very same crybabies have not even bothered to qualify in states where it's relatively easy to qualify. Now get this. Neither Walsh nor Weld will be running in Kentucky, where candidates can qualify simply by paying $1,000, filling out a statement of candidacy form, and proving that they're on the ballot in 20 other states. Well, why would they pay $1,000 of sucker donor money to get on a ballot, when that sucker donor money can be better spent on other things? Like, say, failing to get on the ballot in Louisiana, which only requires a $1,125 fee, or the ballot in Oklahoma, which costs $5,000. Walsh didn't even file to be on the ballot in his home state of Illinois. What's more, Weld's application to appear on Ohio's ballot was rejected by election officials who said he didn't meet the state's requirements. Incompetence, laziness. Just what we're looking for in a presidential candidate. Yep, Never Trump's very own flag bearers are either too stupid, too lazy, or too corrupt to get on easy-peasy state ballots, something Trump had no problem doing in all 50 states back in 2016, back when he had no political experience whatsoever and #GopSmartSet was laughing at that lack of experience. But, you know, Never Trump is really smart and super ready to lead in stuff. True to form from this crowd, they're still blaming Trump and everyone else for their failure to write a check and mail it. It became very clear very early in the process of gaining access to individual state ballots and caucuses that the Trump-controlled state party organizations would not be helpful to challengers, said Weld spokesman Joe Hunter, adding that some states have rendered it virtually impossible for any candidate other than the incumbent to qualify. Walsh campaign manager Lucy Caldwell called the opposition from the GOP apparatus unprecedented. When it comes down to it, we're talking about millions of Republican voters who are having their say disenfranchised, she said. Did I mention these idiots failed to qualify in certain states because they failed to mail a check? And don't you just love that part about millions of Republican voters who are having their say disenfranchised? Yeah, millions of voters want to vote for Weld or Walsh, which is why they failed to mail those checks. This is also a massive media fail. Despite the fact both of these losers have only been polling at right around zippo, the corrupt establishment media did everything possible to present them as a real threat to Trump. A threat that fizzled out on the launch pad. Maybe the following proves I'm a bad guy, but watching these hideous Vichy Never Trumpers, these bigoted, incompetent snobs serially humiliated, gives me more pleasure than I can begin to express. Bulwark this, bitches. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.